Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Jesus Christ Underground Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Roth. I'm really glad to be with you. And I hope wherever you're at, you're doing well. I want you to know that I, like many others, care about you and want to see you happy and healthy and successful in whatever means possible. That's very different for everyone. And I want you to know that there's at least one person, myself, that wants you to be happy and joyful. And so wherever you are, just know that and please use that as some encouragement. In fact, encouragement is a little bit about what we're going to talk about. Again, I've been working through very slowly this really nice devotional that my son got for me for Christmas. And today we're going to talk about demanding a benediction. We got some passages here. So if you'd like to open your Bibles, you can. You can pause this episode and get your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, one of my favorite free online Bibles is Bible Gateway. And then the YouVersion Bible app is pretty solid. And the great thing about that, it's totally free and it will read to you. And if you're a bit of a weirdo like myself, it will allow you to change the font style on the screen, which is so silly, but it's actually really, really helpful, and I'm thankful for it. So enough about my weird font preferences. Let's get into this. If you'd like to open up to the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 6, or if I was going to do it in my best Billy Graham impression, go to the book of Numbers, chapter, he always says chapter, chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." I'm sure you've heard that before. If you'd like to go to the New Testament, you can follow me over to Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. Very similarly, "Now may the God of peace, who brought you again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." And lastly, a little bit further back in Jude verse 24-25 says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen." As you can tell, these are not casual passages. These are eternal, powerful statements, declarations, benedictions. I mean, these are big things. And that's the God we serve. When you think about being the creator of the universe, that's that's no small feat. In other words, a benediction is a blessing. God gave this benediction to bless the people of Israel. Now, there are two other biblical benedictions, like the one from Numbers, that are often said in church today. You'll find the first one in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Guard, which means that we are under threat, my friends. Society and the ways of the world are creeping in all around us, and it's very important for us to keep our guard up. Secondly, in 2 Corinthians 13, 14, so 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." the love of God in Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's not a Lone Ranger thing. This is something that I need to accept very, very much and very quickly, because I find myself doing the Lone Ranger thing, and I know I should not be. It is always wonderful, my friends, to receive a blessing from God, always. But when do you need a blessing the most? Isn't it when you are at a crossroads facing a big decision about your future? I've got a few of those myself. I'm in the military, 2 years out from retirement. I definitely need some guidance here. Big decision. You want to walk in the path that is pleasing to God. And we know that the path pleasing to God is hard to find. And the gateway to righteousness is narrow. Few find it. The highway to destruction is wide and many find it. You want God's blessing. You need God's blessing. We need God's blessing. We want to make decisions that are pleasing to our Lord and to the powerful creator of our universe. There's a song written by Wayne Kirkpatrick and Billy Simon. I'm not super familiar with the song, but this idea is captured in the song they titled Benediction. The singer longs to do the will of God and to follow a course that will be pleasing to God, while other Christians are expressing concerns that the singer is on the wrong path. Facing doubts and even reproach, the singer asks God for a benediction, in other words, a confirmation that the chosen path is the right one. Jacob, good old Jacob from Genesis chapter 32, he takes things a step further. He actually demanded a blessing from God. Hey, walk carefully, my friends. And in Genesis chapter 32, it tells a story about how Jacob spent an entire night, 8 to 9 hours, wrestling with a, quote, man who was more than a man. Some people might even think that that was Jesus Christ. At daybreak, when this more than a man saw that he could not prevail against Jacob, he touched Jacob's hip and put it out of joint. Touched his hip and threw his hip out. Jacob still refused to yield and said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Genesis 32 verse 26 records that. This man not only blessed Jacob, but gave him a new name, Israel, which means he strives with God. God knows that we need his benediction, and he offers it. But when we truly, truly need it, my friends, God may or may not help you pass that test. God may or may not help you have nice weather for your vacation to the Bahamas. Look, I don't know. But all I can tell you is that if you really, really want a benediction from God, be prepared to wrestle with a man for 8 hours straight overnight. And be prepared to win. And not only that, when you are winning, be prepared for this man to put your hip out of socket. And then you still refuse to let it go. And you keep on asking for that blessing. You keep on asking for that guidance. No matter what comes against you, you hang on to it. You fight for it. You argue with God for it. And if it's pleasing to God, then I believe God will grant it. Now, don't wrestle in vain. Don't wrestle for a human desire. Don't wrestle for a fleshly desire. And I would urge caution in wrestling for deliverance from your own doing. If you commit a crime, you're going to go to jail. But you can wrestle with God to prepare your heart, right? You can wrestle with God to beg for forgiveness, whatever it takes, but you're going to have to pay probably for the things that you do on this earthly level. But remember, it's very temporary here. So don't commit crimes, number one, okay? But if you need a blessing from God, if you need that benediction for something that pleases God, then you wrestle him for it and you stay with it. And even if he throws your hip out of socket, you keep asking. Keep asking. God is honored when we try that hard, I believe. So listen, my friends, I love you very much. Let me close this with a quick prayer out of the devotional. I think that it's a good one. If you would, bow your heads, close your eyes, whatever you see fit to humble yourselves before your Creator. God, when I approach hard decisions in life, help me to follow your voice in order to receive your benediction. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for tuning into this really meaningful episode of the Jesus Christ Underground podcast. This is something that I really enjoy doing. This is one that I needed to hear. This is one that seems to pierce my heart, and I'm sure it will pierce yours as well. So again, thank you for tuning in. I hope that you enjoy these words, and I hope that you can put them to use. All right, take care. Bye.